This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Along with the long pattern of tech industry growth in Silicon Valley, there have been slow-burning tensions in the San Francisco Bay Area. They're related to class, public services, and the idea of good and bad disruption. Private busing for engineers in the area has raised hackles of local residents recently for using public bus stops. And this week, a bunch of protesters showed up outside the house of a Google engineer. Our friend Cyrus Farivar of Ars Technica has been reporting on this. Hey, Cyrus, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Why are there protesters hanging out in front of a Google engineer's house?
I think that the reason why they targeted this particular guy is they're saying, look, this guy has a background in self-driving cars, and they sort of fear that Google will somehow turn into this more evil, more scary company that's making robotic self-driving cars that are going to kill us all. I don't know exactly what their kind of end nightmare scenario is. And then combine that with the fact that this guy in particular wants to build an apartment building and use surveillance to sort of keep the riffraff out. I think that rubs some people the wrong way.
We've got people protesting. We've got Google chartering buses to carry its employees around. How might all this play out in the community, in your view?
You know, these Google buses kind of represent the pinnacle of what the effects of the tech industry have been on people's lives. And it's something that is very tangible. We're starting to see a real discussion as to what responsibility companies like Google, like Facebook, like Apple have to the communities, not only where they are, but where their workers live.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica and our man on the ground in San Francisco Bay. Cyrus, thank you very much.
My pleasure.